Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows. I am excited to be here with you today, as always. I thank you for listening in. Today is a fabulous day in your life. I just wanted you to know that. And Transformation Begins With You is brought to you by our host, Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International, Women's Empowerment Organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey of life and young girls with the power to dream ages 9 through 17. Thank you for joining us today. I just wanted to have a little heart-to-heart with you today. I know that it is going to be Valentine's Day here very soon in just a few short days. And I just wanted to spend some time speaking to you about Valentine's Day and loving yourself. You know, we get all worked up sometimes, ladies, about Valentine's Day because we feel like that's the one day of love. That's the day that we should have the romance and we should have the guy that's taking us out to dinner and buying us chocolates and giving us roses and actually whispering sweet nothings in our ear. And so I have come to the conclusion that I just wanted to share a few points with you today. I've come to the conclusion that no one can celebrate Valentine's Day as well as I can with me. I've celebrated the last 9 years, and I just wanted to use this as a testimony, the last 9 years alone. Now, do I choose to do that alone if I had a choice just to be with someone? Sure, I would love to be with someone and share my life and that day with someone. But because I know I'm more valuable than that one day, and I know I am worth the wait to wait on who God has designed for me, I just wanted to share with you some of the things that I do. And today we want to just learn how to fall in love with life and dreams and our destiny and keeping our heart free from hurt and pain in order for us to love the person that we really are. And so today I wanted to share with you just a few things. We only have about 15 minutes today, and I wanted to talk about love yourself. I'm always talking about that, and I know you've heard several messages, but it's so true. If you can tap in to who you really are, who God has made you, what your life is all about, your destiny entails, you would know the value that is in you, and you would know the worth that you are, and it would be worth the wait until you get to the point that God says, now it's time, and blesses you with that special someone. But to love yourself means to accept yourself as you are and to come to terms with those aspects of yourself that you cannot change, because there's just some things you can't change. I can't change what has happened in my life. I can't change that. But I can make better choices now, and I respect myself. You have to have self-respect, a positive self-image, and unconditional self-acceptance. I accept who I am. I accept who Chris is unconditionally. And once I learn to accept how I look, how I walk, how I talk, what I look like, and who I am on the inside and how God has destined me and made me, then that taps into the self-love. And it's needless to say that does not mean you're being arrogant, conceited, or thinking that you are better than anyone else. It means having a healthy regard for yourself, knowing that you are a worthy human being, you're a worthy person. And it is important to remind ourselves that no one is perfect. You know, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses, and we certainly possess the resources to work on improving ourselves. God has given us everything we need to improve ourselves. And so I just wanted to just give you these little tips because I really live by them and I really believe in them, and I just wanted to share them because you cannot sit around and wait for approval from others. You have to work on accepting yourself. You are the only you that you have. It is in your best interest to be the best that you can be, and I always say that. Until you love yourself, you will not be able to love anyone else. You can only love another to the degree that you love yourself. So that is so important. So how do you love yourself? How do you start? We always talk about it, but sometimes we never go into detail. Well, I want to do a little bit of detail today. You start loving yourself by investing in yourself and working on your personal growth and your development. You work on being the best you that you can be. You understand that you are human, but you acknowledge that you have the potential and the spiritual capability to rise above whatever conditions and obstacles are put in your path. Now, when you love yourself, you endeavor to take care of your physical, hear me out, ladies, because we sometimes won't go see about ourselves, physical, body, our mental, and our spiritual. You have to be able, those three, your physical, your mental and emotional, and then your spiritual growth has to be cared for and taken care of. And a lot of times we just kind of, we worry about wearing the clothes, we worry about how we look, our hair is done, but we haven't taken care of our health, we haven't taken care of our mind and our emotions, and we definitely care of our spiritual walk. So I just wanted to give you that today. And then I also want to tell you, you have to be true to yourself. You definitely have to be true to yourself. That means to act in accordance with who you are and what you believe. So many times that we become someone else because of we're trying to gain acceptance. We're trying to gain acceptance from others and from the world and from those people that we admire the most. But you cannot be who you are if you don't accept who you are and act accordingly. So I just wanted to give you those little tidbits. To be true to yourself, it takes courage. It requires you to be introspective, sincere, open-minded, and fair. It does not mean that you are inconsiderate or disrespectful of others. It means that you will not let others define you or make decisions for you that you should make for yourself. Be true to the very best that is in you and live your life consistent with your highest values and aspirations. And those are the most successful in life have dared to creatively express themselves, and in turn you broaden your experiences and your perspectives of everyone else. And so what you need to do, ladies, is just be true to yourself, find out who you are, invest in yourself. Stretch yourself. This is a year of stretching yourself. You know, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, go for it. It's nothing wrong with saying, I have a dream and I want to try it. People may say, oh, you can't do that. It won't happen. They told me the same thing. Oh, your little organization. And, yeah, that's cute what you're doing. But, ladies, I want to tell you, if you stay faithful to what you know and what you believe, God will prosper you. If you treat people right, hold on to your integrity, love yourself. Valentine's Day is a day that you should take time to say, today I'm going to invest in me. Starting this day forward, every day is Valentine's Day for me. I send myself flowers. I buy myself flowers. I buy myself chocolates. I love Godiva chocolates. I take myself out. I get with some girlfriends who are like-minded with me. We go out and sit and talk. And it's not always about having a mate, because that will come. To have the best mate that you can have is that you have to be the best that you can be, because I want to prepare myself so that whenever he does come, if he does come, when he does come, I will be ready. And not only ready for him, because it's not all about him, I'll be ready for me, and he better be ready for me. Because I tell you, I'm soaring higher heights and deeper depths. I am looking at Chris, and I'm saying, Chris, stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. And you can do it, Chris. I'm my own cheerleader. I'm the best cheerleader that one can be for me, because I cheer myself on. I have other lady friends who cheer me on. I cheer them on. That's what empowerment is all about, imparting something. You can't impart something from you unless you have something in you. So I just want to say to you, ladies, this is the time to rejuvenate. use Valentine's Day to go to the spa. If you don't have a spa, make your own spa at home. I do. Soak in the tub, do my own pedicures, you know, and I just have fun with me that day. And I just read all kind of positive affirmations, and I write some of my own, and I keep a journal. And I'm not so tied up in what the world says that Valentine's Day should be. And I tell you, it is nothing worse than being tied up in the world system and not happy about being who you are. When you discover who you are, you can love yourself and love others, and you can empower others, and you can step and walk into your dreams and your destiny. Ladies, I just wanted to give you a little bit of heart-to-heart today because I do love you. I do want you to prosper. I do want you to celebrate your journey no matter what that journey is. I want you to know that it doesn't matter what it looks like. God can turn it around. If you get yourself busy and stop sitting at home thinking about what it ought to be, you need to make it what it should be for you first. Tap into you, self-love, self-worth, prepare yourself, invest in your personal growth and development. Be the best that you can be. Every day, ladies, is Valentine's Day. If you start to love yourself, it will be effortless to be true to you. You know, I love this saying, to thy own self be true. And that is true. If you can be true to you, you can conquer anything. If your integrity is in place and you're in touch with God, you can take the world by storm. Let me tell you, it is such an awesome thing to know that Harvest Girls International just opened an Atlanta chapter. Yes, in Atlanta. If you're in the Atlanta area, remember that there's a Harvest Girls International. Just go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Atlanta, here we come. And not only Atlanta, but we're getting ready to open this year in Dallas, Texas, and we're going to open in San Francisco, California. I'm telling you, it's all about a dream. It's all about a vision. It's all about God. And remember, it's all about you, because transformation does begin with you. Ladies, I love you. I bless you. Wish you health and that you may prosper. And remember, every day is Valentine's Day. Love yourself. Treat yourself like you want to be treated. And if you don't know what that is, find it out. You would be surprised how wonderful you really are and how much you're worth the wait. I love you. God bless you. Till we meet again. Bye-bye.